18. And it came to pass that when Jesus was passed over again by ship to the other side, and returned into his own city, many people gathered and gladly received him near to the sea, for they were all waiting for him. Then came to him the disciples of John, saying, Why do we and the Pharisees fast often, but your disciples fast not? And Jesus said to them, Can the children of the bride chamber mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken from them, and then shall they fast. And while he spoke these things to them, behold, there came a certain man named Jairus, one of the rulers of the synagogue. And when he saw Jesus, he fell down and worshipped at his feet, and besought him greatly that he would come into his house, saying, My little daughter even now lies at the point of death, but come and lay your hand upon her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. For he had one only daughter, about 12 years of age, and she lay a-dying. And Jesus arose, and went with him, and so did his disciples. But as he went, many people followed him, and thronged him. And behold, a certain woman, which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all her living upon many physicians, neither could be healed of any, and had suffered many things, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse, when she heard of Jesus, came in the press behind him, and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, If I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. And immediately the woman was made whole, her issue of blood stanched, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, Who touched me? When all denied, Peter and his disciples said to him, Master, you see the multitude throng you and press you, and you say, Who touched me? And Jesus said, Somebody has touched me, for I perceive that virtue is gone out of me. And he looked round about to see her that had done this thing. And when he saw her, and when the woman, fearing and trembling, saw that she was not hidden, but knowing what was done in her, she came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. She declared to him before all the people for what cause she had touched him, and how she was healed immediately. And he said to her, Daughter, be of good comfort. Your faith has made you whole. Go in peace and be whole of your plague. While he yet spoke, there came one from the ruler of the synagogue's house, which said to him, Your daughter is dead. Why trouble you the master any further? But as soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said to the ruler of the synagogue, Be not afraid, only believe, and she shall be made whole. And when Jesus came to the house of the ruler of the synagogue, and sees the tumult, and them that wept, and bewailed her greatly, he permitted no man to follow him in, save Peter and James and John the brother of James, and the father and the mother of the maiden. And when he was come in, and saw the minstrels and all the people making a noise, he said to them, Why make you this ado, and weep? Give place, weep not, for the damsel is not dead, but sleeps. And they laughed him to scorn, knowing that she was dead. But he put them forth, and when the people were all out, he takes the father and the mother of the damsel, and them that were with him, and enters in where the damsel was lying. And he took her by the hand, and said to her, Talitha kumi, which is being interpreted, Maid, I say to you, arise. And her spirit came again, and immediately the damsel arose and walked. And her parents were astonished with great astonishment. But he charged them straitly that they should tell no man what was done. And he commanded that something should be given her to eat. And the fame hereof went abroad into all the land. And when Jesus departed from there, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, You son of David, have mercy on us! And when he was come into the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus says to them, Believe you that I am able to do this? They said to him, Yea, Lord. Then touched he their eyes, saying, According to your faith be it to you. And their eyes were opened, and Jesus strictly charged them, saying, See that no man know it. But they, when they were departed, spread abroad his fame in all that country. As they went out, behold, they brought to him a dumb man possessed with a devil. And when the devil was cast out, the dumb spoke, and the multitudes marveled, saying, It was never so seen in Israel. But the Pharisees said, He casts out devils through the prince of the devils. And he went out from there, and came into his own country, and his disciples followed him. And when the Sabbath day was come, he began to teach them in their synagogue, insomuch that many hearing him were astonished, saying, What wisdom is this which is given to him, that even such mighty works are wrought by his hands? Is not this the carpenter's son? Is not his mother called Mary, and his brethren James and Joseph and Judah and Simon? And his sisters, are they not all here with us? Is not this the carpenter? From where then has this man all these things? And they were offended at him. But Jesus said to them, A prophet is not without honor, save in his own country, and among his own kin, and in his own house. And he did not many mighty works there because of their unbelief, save that he laid his hands upon a few sick folk and healed them. And he marveled because of their unbelief. And Jesus went round about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad, as sheep having no shepherd. Then he called his 12 disciples together to him, and he gave them power and authority over all unclean devils, to cast them out, and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of diseases. And Jesus sent these 12 forth two by two to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick, and commanded them, saying, Go not into the way of the Gentiles, and into any city of the Samaritans enter you not, but rather go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as you go, preach, saying, The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely you have received, freely give. Take nothing for your journey, save a staff only, no scrip, no bread, provide no money, neither gold nor silver nor brass in your purse, but be shod with sandals, and neither have two coats apiece, for the workman is worthy of his meat. And he said to them, Into whatsoever city or town you shall enter, inquire who in it is worthy, and go there. And when you enter into a house, salute it, and there abide till you depart from that place. And if the house be worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it be not worthy, let your peace return to you. And whosoever shall not receive you, nor hear your words, when you depart from out of that house or city, shake off the very dust from under your feet for a testimony against them. Verily I say to you, it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. But when they persecute you in this city, flee you into another. For verily I say to you, you shall not have gone over the cities of Israel till the Son of Man be come. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more shall they call them of his household? Fear them not, therefore. What I tell you in darkness, that speak you in light. And what you hear in the ear, that preach you upon the housetops. He that finds his life shall lose it, and he that loses his life for my sake shall find it. He that receives you receives me, and he that receives me receives him that sent me. He that receives a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward, and he that receives a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. And whosoever shall give to drink to one of these little ones a cup of cold water only in the name of a disciple, verily I say to you, he shall in no wise lose his reward. And it came to pass, when Jesus had made an end of commanding his 12 disciples, they departed, and went out through the towns, preaching the gospel, and that men should repent. And they cast out many devils, and anointed with oil many that were sick, and healed everywhere. And he departed from there to teach and to preach in their cities.